Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is time for Dave Richard to be bold with his bold predictions on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Adam Azer, once again, stepping in for Chris Towers. And here's Dave. Dave, what's your first bold prediction? One that you did not give on the full-length show.
Look, I am not sure about how much I love Miles Sanders going to Carolina from Philadelphia. So I'm going to say that he won't be worth the round 4 ADP that I think he'll end up being at. And do I think he's a talented running back when he's healthy? Definitely. But last year, he scored double-digit touchdowns, and he didn't even average 13 PPR points per game. 2 years ago, when he scored no touchdowns, fantasy or otherwise, he averaged 9.1 PPR points per game. It makes me nervous to count on him and to expect him to perform like an RB1. And I know they're talking about getting him involved in the passing game. The Panthers will learn that he is not a great pass catcher. And Bryce Young, yeah, he's got a track record of throwing through his running backs. But I also think that Bryce Young is going to end up taking control of this offense and not hand off to Miles Sanders a ton. So I'm nervous about him. I don't think that he's going to be worth taking in round 4. I think he's kind of one of those dead zone running backs that are out there.
Okay. Yeah, he's been right around RB20 per game in 3 of his 4 seasons. All right, but give me a little bit bolder. Like, he'll be outside the top 30
among running backs?
Yeah.
He'll be somewhere in between 22 and 30.
Okay. What is your next bold prediction?
One that I gave on the show or not on the show?
No, the other one that you did.
See,
not.
You want me to give this one because it allows us to talk about the Giants. And I know that you love talking about the Giants.
I want you to give it because you have to. I mean, this is what the job is here.
I am nervous about what the Giants offense will look like for everybody except Saquon Barkley. So the bold prediction is that the only New York Giant who will be worth a top 150 pick is Saquon Barkley, who will be worth a top 10, top 5 type of pick. Darren Waller still looked good in his last 4 games last year. He's missed at least 6 games each of the last 2 seasons. Certainly not sure if he can handle a big workload, and not sure that he will get a big workload with the Giants. There wasn't anybody among the wide receivers or tight ends in New York last year that had more than 7 targets per game, that had 71 targets on the season. I just think that this is an offense that wants to spread the ball around, and the moves that they've made this offseason suggest that that's exactly what they're going to do. So you better hope if you draft Darren Waller that he catches a ton of touchdowns and that he's available to do it, because he's going to fall short otherwise. I don't think he'll get the targets to get there, and I don't know if he's going to be on the field enough to come through as a top 5 or 6 type of fantasy tight end. As for all the other wide receivers and for Daniel Jones, I think we can do better within the first 12 or so rounds of a draft. This is assuming a 1 quarterback league, by the way. Obviously, you're going to take Daniel Jones sooner in a super flex or a 2 QB league. I'm just worried about the state of the offense. And I think that it's going to be Saquon Barkley getting a lot of work just as he did last year. And then everything else kind of falls flat.
Okay. Give me a bold prediction that we did talk about earlier today and, you know, be nice to the Giants.
I'll be nice to the Giants, but not so nice to the Packers. I'm predicting a downturn for Aaron Jones. He will not average 13 PPR points per game, but Cam Akers will. Alexander Mattison, especially now that Dalvin Cook no longer on the Vikings, he certainly will. And Jahmyr Gibbs will too. I think this is a case of Aaron Jones seeing an offense that's changing, quarterback that's obviously changing. He was less efficient running RPO than he was traditional running last year. Still good at it, but just not as efficient. He loses carries inside the 10 to A.J. Dillon. That hurts his touchdown production. I think that you'll see Aaron Jones, who's going to be 29 years old this season, not catch as many passes. They really like their young receivers in Green Bay. And I don't think he'll be quite as prolific running the football as he's been in the past.
All right, Dave. Oh, you know what? We have time for one more. And you know what? We were going to talk about Ramondre Stevenson, but you removed him from the bold predictions. Do you have a one for Stevenson or no?
I don't think Stevenson can be a top eight type of fantasy running back. I'm happy to draft him as a low-end RB1, but I don't know if I really buy into him being dominant. Let's face the facts. He's a Patriots running back. We know that they like to split reps. Two guys that used to be close to the running back room in New England are both talking up Ty Montgomery. That's a lot different than a reporter saying it or one of us saying it. Those are guys who know the situation. And I think the offense is going to change a little bit with Bill O'Brien there. So Ramondre, lead back, no questions asked. He'll do that. Can he get you around 15, 16 PPR points per game? I'm a little nervous about that. I think he'll get close to that. Not ready to say that he'll fall completely out of the top 12 at running back. I think he'll finish inside it, but I don't think he'll be as dominant as some people are making him out to be.
All right, I put Dave on the spot there. He didn't really have a bold prediction on Stevenson, but I wanted to talk about him anyway because he's a pretty polarizing player. We're gonna call it a day for now and talk about my bold predictions tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Have a good one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.